anywhere I want.
If you can see it or stream it
anywhere I need,
Gray will review it. It's Gray Drake on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the Morning on Star 102.5.
Happy New Year, Gray!
Yay! Happy New Year!
Hey, you know what? I was just kind of curious. I know things are different here in Iowa than they are for you in California with their restrictions and stuff, but I feel like I'm hearing more talk about new movies in theaters. Is that my imagination, or is that really happening?
No, it's not your imagination. I mean, honestly, they were putting movies into theaters all of 2020. It's just that they sat there and nobody saw them, and then they went away.
Okay. All right.
And so I think the forecast for this year is just more of the same. We're going to have, you know, quite a few months until we get normal releases again, and it's going to be a mixture of theaters and on-demand in varying amounts that is so difficult for me to find out. I'm trying so hard to tell you guys.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. It can be a bit confusing. Google.
Right.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. So much of my time is spent just going, "Arr."
All right. Well, we do have one. I believe it's out in theaters this weekend to talk about here, called Promising Young Woman.
While she was too drunk to have any idea what was going on, she was covered in bruises the next day. Handprints, I guess you could say.
Was it reported?
Yes.
Do you know who Nina spoke to?
You.
Well, that's a twist.
Yeah.
Carrie Mulligan is mad, y'all. So she plays Cassie, this young woman who used to attend medical school, and she abruptly stopped. And her life is very different now. She spends her days just like at a coffee shop, being like witty with people and being like a little sassy. And at night, she goes to bars. And she gets super loaded, or at least that's what the men in the bar think.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. She's putting on a ruse, my friends. And what she is doing is basically teaching men a lesson when they decide that they are going to take advantage of a woman that has had too much to drink. She scares the bejesus out of them, and hopefully everyone goes on to a better life. But then something happens. Cassie meets a boy, and he's really nice. And we think everything is going to go great for our little friend Cassie, and I won't go any further than that, but I will respect boundaries. But what I'll say about Promising Young Woman is that if you feel like going to a theater, this was by far one of the most memorable, beautifully put together, intense, and educational experiences that I had in 2020. Like, I saw this movie back in February of last year, and I still haven't forgot it. It's so good. Carey Mulligan is incredible. It's an awards contender, and it's not preachy. It's just scary and sad.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, if it's a movie that you haven't forgotten about in a year.
Sounds interesting.
It does. That has my attention as well. Gray Drake joins us Fridays to talk about the movies. And, of course, you can always follow Gray on her YouTube channel. Follow Gray on YouTube. Again, Gray is spelled G-R-A-E. Have a great weekend, Gray. Thank you.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Hello. Good morning.
No subscription fee. No monthly dues. Star 102.5.